Welcome to another new episode of the Get Organized with Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. Yep, I changed the name of the podcast. It's been a few years and I thought, you know what? It just makes more sense to talk about what I do in the title. So yeah, now it's called Get Organized with Declutter Me. What do you think it sounds like? Does it sound all right? Anyway, I hope you're doing well, however you are in the world and wherever you are in the world. Today, we are going to be discussing a topic that affects millions of individuals around the world, caregiver stress syndrome. Now, this is something close to my heart, which I will explain soon. But if you've never heard of this, it's a term used to describe the physical and emotional stress experienced by individuals who are caring for a loved one, often aging parents or spouses who require assistance with daily activities. It's a common issue faced by many families now and can have significant impacts on a caregiver's well-being. The role of a caregiver can be demanding and overwhelming, leading to physical, emotional, and psychological strain. Symptoms of caregiver stress syndrome can include anxiety, depression, fatigue, insomnia, and other physical symptoms such as headaches or back pain. So it's essential for caregivers to recognize these symptoms and seek help if needed. My mother had to look after her mother, my nanny ma, for a few years when she had dementia. We had the joyless task of getting her a dependent visa from Kenya to fly to my parents' home in England, which was an ordeal enough. And then mom had a few years of looking after nanny ma. It wasn't easy on her. It wasn't easy on my dad. And even though my brother and I weren't living at home, it wasn't easy on us as well because we were worried about nanny ma. We were worried about my mum and dad. It was just tough. Mom had respite from looking at after nanny ma for three times a week, you know, as she went to daycare. So this was organized by Age Concern in England. We had to pay a fee for the pickup and looking after her for the day. I think it was about £6 at the time. It was three times. And then because of funding, they reduced it down to 2 days. This time was a time for nanny ma to be with other people, you know, even though she was quite shy and didn't talk to much people, but she liked having lots of tea and biscuits, which the biscuits we'll talk about as well later. And it was an awesome time for mum to do the chores she couldn't do whilst nanny ma was at home and, you know, demanding her time. And also it was time for her to just be left alone, you know. She would just sit on the couch, just kind of like flop it out, talk to me on the, you know, phone or on, you know, Zoom or something. And she would even have a nap, you know. It would just be so much, you know, the mental fatigue is so immense when you're looking after someone. You have to be on all the time. You have to be responsive to their needs. And this time was just for her to go, okay, I'm just going to have some me time. And I mean, it got so bad. This was, I think, 4 or 5 years mom was looking after her at home. But it got so bad that you know, we tried to get nanny ma into a care home for a week so that mum and dad could go on holiday. When that couldn't happen, dad took a week off to look after nanny ma and mum came to me in Dubai just to have some downtime. She didn't want to do much. I took her out for meals. You know, we had meals at home and like I'd go to work and she just slept. Most of the time she was just sleeping. It was just her body and her mind was just so fatigued that she was just like, I just need to rest. I don't want to do anything. So it was great for her. And she was, you know, lucky I was here. It's like a holiday destination. So she could just get away from it all for a week and just decompress in a way. But not everyone is so lucky to get a few hours or even a few days off from being a carer. So it's imperative to get help from the community, family, or charities as much as you can while you are a caregiver or a carer. And you know, you shouldn't feel guilty about seeking help. There are various resources available to support yourself. So many communities have support groups for caregivers, and there are also online resources and helplines available. And now post-COVID, there's a lot of things you can do on Zoom and talk to people, not just in your community, but around the world about what you're going through. Our local area has coffee morning and support chats for carers. Mum didn't attend many, to be honest, because she just didn't want to go out and talk to people because, you know, that takes energy as well. And she was just like, I just want to sit at home and relax. So she became more introverted, which was a problem as well, because mum's not introverted, but she just was too tired to talk to people, even to strangers. So this is, you know, you have to help yourself. You have to help your mental health. Make the most of all the resources that are out there. And there are more and more things coming out because so many more people are becoming caregivers, you know, especially for older family members. You know, they live longer. There are things that happen. It's difficult to get them into care homes or it's expensive. So you have to think about yourself as well. I would be remiss to not talk about organizing anti-cluttering in this episode. So I have found with clients and even with my mum that organizing the home is not high on your priorities when you're looking after someone. Mum was lucky to have dad who is a clean freak. He likes cleaning the house. You know, he's all up for that. So he would clean the house. He would go do the shopping for mum and do other tasks that she couldn't do or she was too tired to do. But not everybody is that lucky to have someone to help. So if you do not have the time, get someone to help you to do the cleaning and the laundry, because that's a big thing to do as well. Even if it's just for once a week, you know, or if you can get someone who's your friend or your family who can help you as well, that would be a big thing. Laundry is a big issue, especially because there are more, you know, it's more often there'll be accidents that happen. And the laundry for that person you're caring for has to be done separately and often sanitized. So there'll be two loads of laundry at a time. There are laundry services available where you can fill up a bag and give it to them to do it for you. So you could do that. You could give your laundry to them and do the laundry for your loved one at home. Mum mentioned she used a lot of Dettol with sanitizing. You know, she put Dettol into the laundry to clean my nanny ma's clothes. There might be other things now because it's been a few years, but, you know, do what's best for you and for your family. Mum also mentioned about organizing the clothes for your loved ones so that it's easy for them to get what they want to wear and to make sure that their items are in good condition and make them feel and look good. Nanny Ma noticed that everyone was dressed up at daycare, and so she wanted to dress up as well, which was so not her. She wasn't one of those glam kind of nans, you know. She was kind of humble and everything, so it was unusual, but she wanted to get dressed up. So mum was like, okay, fine. So, you know, enjoy yourself, you know, while you can. So she organized her dresses on top of a cupboard so that Nanny Ma could choose what she wanted to wear that day when she was going to go to the daycare. And I mean, Nanny Ma used to be so excited. She used to get up at like 7 o'clock in the morning, go, you know, want to have a shower, you know, tell mum to give her a shower and help her out. And then she'd get dressed and ready and she'd be sitting on the stairs waiting for the pickup, which would be at like 10 o'clock. But she'd be so excited. She would know, considering she had dementia, she would know when it was the days for her to go to the daycare, which was kind of sweet. So, you know, she was all, and she'd have a little handbag that we got her and everything. And yeah, it was adorable. It was adorable. So, yeah, so, you know, you have to look after them in that way. You need to, and, you know, mum had said she'd noticed that, you know, people weren't being cleaned all the time, you know, other patients or people who were at these daycare, they weren't cleaned often, you know, as often, or their clothes weren't clean. And, you know, you have to look after them. You have to clean them. You have to, you know, dress them properly with clean clothes. I know it's difficult, it's hard. So if you can get someone to help you, that would be awesome. Also, they need more underwear and clothes because, you know, of the accidents that could happen. So it's more, there's often more chances of clothes being changed during the day. So make it easier to access. So put the items in drawers and label each drawer with large labels so that they can access it or you can access it without having to think about where the item is. You know, that's a big thing as well. So get extra clothes, extra underwear. And, you know, if you have to get those like adult diapers as well, put them in a drawer so it's easy to access. You know, think about things like that. Mum found that Nanny Ma was not eating normally. especially not eating out Indian food, the worse the dementia got. But eventually we found out from the daycare assistants that she was eating a lot of biscuits. She was even nicking other people's biscuits and drinking a lot of tea with sugar. And she'd always had a sweet tooth. I mean, I think that's where I got it from. I think I got it from both of my nans because they both had sweet tooths. But it was much more than before. So mum started giving her more biscuits and sweet items. Before she passed away, I went home during Christmas and we bought mince pies and she loved them. She could not stop eating them. So we were buying so many mince pies from Marks and Spencer's and she was in Christmas mince pie heaven. It's not the healthiest thing in the world, but at least it was food fueling her, going into her body. And a nurse explained to mum that dementia patients need the sugar for energy because there's something with their brain chemistry or something. There's something happens and they just need more sugar. Plus, Nanny Ma was going up and down the stairs all the time in the house. She just would not sit still. So she was using up all that sugar energy just going around the house in a short space of time. So yeah, think about that, you know, see what their diet, you know, what they need in their diet. And if they have dementia, see if they need more sugar in their lives. If your loved one has got special dietary requirements, there may be more food items. So you need to allocate a cupboard for their items so that it's easy for you to access it and to give it to them. Of course, it can be overwhelming, not only dealing with the patient, but also with your home. So if you find it hard to organize the clothes, organize the food items in preparation and, you know, for living with a loved one who needs your help on a day-to-day basis, get in a professional organizer like Declutter Me, and also get in a cleaner to help you sort out your house and to clean the house so that there's one less stressful event for you. So these are some of my tips and tricks and also just talking about what happens, you know, and you know, caregiver stress syndrome it's hard, it's tough. We lived it, we saw it. So I completely understand what, if you're going through it right now, I can understand what you're going through. Not completely, because I wasn't completely in it like my mum was. But yeah, hopefully these tips will help you to get organized, to get to be able to have this kind of life and deal with it and not be fatigued too much. So that's it for today's episode of Get Organized with Declutter Me. We hope you found it informative and helpful. So join us next week for another episode on decluttering and organizing. Until then, take care and stay well. Bye.